Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today got another really exciting guest working on a really cool project that I think has a very unique use case. So we have Sunil with Global Talent. How you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Hello to everybody.
Of course. Well, to get started, how about you give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Well, I'm coming from a sports management background. I've been working almost 20 years in sports management in different basketball teams in Europe, being the general manager in Europe, and I'm working for the European leagues. And also I've been working for F1 and soccer as well. So basically my background comes from sports management. And also, I've been involved in tech and sports. In 2001, I sold a company related to ticketing and sports. And then I built up my own hedge fund in 2004 that we were investing in sports in very young, talented guys. So basically, what we were doing is to buy sports image rights from very young, talented guys. And when they were becoming professional athletes, so we used to sell the sports image right to the clubs. And that's how we were making money and helping the young guys. So, and then I sold this company as well.
Gotcha.
And so basically this is my background. And 3 years ago we started to think about to build Global Talent.
Perfect. Well, before diving into that, can you tell me, how did you get into the cryptocurrency and blockchain space in the first place? Like, how did you first learn about it? And then, like, how did you start to get into the field?
Well, basically, it was because one of my co-founders and partner of Global Talents is a very techie guy. I'm very deep in this space. And in 2016... he started to talk to me about blockchain and cryptocurrencies. So I started to invest in Bitcoins. And then I was more curious about the technology. And so that was about early 2016, the end of 2015. That's when I invested in Bitcoins. And then I moved to figure out a little bit more about the technology or the ledger underneath of Bitcoin.
Gotcha. Okay. So with that, so this is, as you said, in 2016, and now you start to build your company, Global Talent. So what is it and how did you come up with the concept?
Well, basically it's the first stock exchange that we trade sports assets. So that was on late 2016. With my partner. So we started to talk about that we should do something related to sports and technology. And then knowing about blockchain, so we thought that the blockchain could make a lot of sense to use it in our business, because at the end, you know, we could use the technology to solve some different problems in the sports industry, you know, like traceability, like secure the payment, and also make sure that there is a fair transactions. It doesn't matter if it's a value or economic transaction, but at the end, blockchain helps in part of that process. So that's why we start to think about to do something in blockchain and sports. And that's how it came, the idea to build up a sports stock exchange where you can trade sports value or sports digital assets. And then we started to tokenize clubs and athletes and being able to do it globally. So that's it's one of the advantages. And using we are based on the blockchain of Ethereum. So using the blockchain allows us to, you know, to make peer-to-peer transaction and make it much easier than in old traditional way. So and also it helps us a lot to support young talented, because at the end we think that there are a lot of young talented guys all over the world that they have enough sports talent or sports skills to become a big football star, soccer star, basketball star, tennis star, but at the end they don't have enough financial support. So using technology, using blockchain, allows us to invest with on them and to tokenize them. So it's another way to democratize the investment in the sports.
Gotcha. Okay. So real quick, walk me through. So let's say I am a young athlete and I think that I will be able to monetize my image in the future. How would I then come on your platform and utilize this particular opportunity?
Well, it's very simple. Let's say you are a tennis player, 18 years old tennis player. You go to the platform, you say, hey, I have enough talent. So you go to the platform, you can start your own campaign. Okay, so once you finish to fill in all the documents and all the information, one figure that we call validator is a very well recognized guy in tennis. So he checks all the information that you have handing, and he makes sure that you are real and you are a real tennis player. So and then he ranks you from 1 to 5. Okay, so this validator ranks you, let's say 3 out of 5, and then write down some opinion about you. So we hash it, this information, and we hash it on the blockchain. Okay, so in this way, we guarantee that the people that invest in this tennis player, at least they know that somebody that belongs to the tennis world has recommended this guy, or at least has sent or has made some real opinion about this guy. Okay, so then we can start to tokenize you, and you decide the amount that you want to be tokenized. So let's say that you need $200,000 for the next 3 years. That and this $200,000 represent 20% of your future incomes or your future ATP prize money for 6-7 years. So depending what you offer, you know, you can be tokenized, and then this $200,000 that represent, for example, 200,000 tokens. So people can buy your token that represent 20% of your ATP prize money for 6 years. And the funny thing about this is that me as an investor, I can wait, let's say, 2 or 3 years until you become a professional tennis player, or I can say, okay, I don't want to wait 3 years until you become a professional player. I prefer to trade your token in our exchange and then make maybe only 10% profit rather than 10x or 20x if I wait 2 or 3 years. So we provide liquidity to the investment. So it's an active and passive way to invest in the sports industry.
Gotcha. Really interesting, very unique. The reason I wanted to bring on the show is just it was such a unique pitch and spin on something that's near and dear to me. I was a previous Division I student athlete in the States, and just seeing like an opportunity like this, I think would be worth checking out for all athletes out there. And thank you for walking us through how it all works, and definitely want to encourage everyone listening to you know, go check out their platform and see how it works for yourself. But kind of transitioning really quickly. So you've been in the crypto space for the last, let's call it 3 to 4 years. And I'm sure there's a lot of different projects that are out there that are on your, that you're looking out for. What are some of these projects and why has it piqued your interest?
Well, I've been interested in all of the projects that at the end has a real application. Okay. We always have been very focusing on projects, or personally, I like any kind of project that makes sense in a way that can have some real use case in your real life. Because otherwise, it makes so difficult to understand the technologies, and especially in blockchain, that you know, it's quite new. So at the end, we are looking for projects that, I like to look projects that use the technology to solve real problems. Okay, in our case, we are solving to increase the revenues from sports or athletes. So I like another project that they are tokenizing pictures and from different famous artists. So it's similar like this, but in the art environment. So I like it as well. So at the end, I think in a blockchain, it allows us a possibility to peer-to-peer transaction. And probably in the next 2 or 3 years, we will start to see real projects using the technology for real purpose, rather than just infrastructure and other things very similar.
Gotcha. Okay. And on that note, where do you think the industry is headed in the next 6 months to a year in both the crypto and blockchain space? What are some things that you think people should be aware of that you think could be on the way?
Well, I think, saying again, I think that what is coming is, I mean, 1 year ago, everybody was talking about STO, you know, securities, tokens, and all this stuff. I think that STO or security tokens always has been there, okay, and that it's people were talking. But now I think it's time for real application for dApps or apps. It doesn't matter, centralized or decentralized. But at the end, like every single business needs to build up first infrastructure, then to securitize all the process from the legal point of view. But now I think it's time to mass adoption. And if we want to have mass adoption, that means to have apps or dApps or anything similar that people can use in a mobile and in a single click. I mean, people don't need to know that if they are using blockchain or not. What is most important thing is concerning about the digital identity. You know, keep your private data for you, and at least allow this. And I think there is a big movement all over the world that has changed everything related to that data. And now the people don't concern about data, but now people start to concern about data. Who owns my data? What do they got? What the guys are doing with my data? So I think this is a big movement. And I think from the following 6-7 months, it will be a very important talk in the future, and also a real application, apps or dApps, as I said before. So that's, I think it will move in this direction.
Absolutely, and thank you for that insight. I really think that is very important, and we have to continue to see how this is going to evolve over time, because we're still early in the game. There's still a lot yet to be done and to enter the market. And so all of that advice, everything that you just said, is going to be very crucial in making sure that what is to come is going to scale and get us closer to mass adoption. But again, you know, I want to take a moment to thank you again, Sunil, for coming on the show. But before you go, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
Well, I would like to say that, well, first of all, thanks, but especially, I would like to say that to everybody, to encourage to keep private to keep the data private, and in terms of global talent, I think we are a company that allow at least to democratize the investment in sports. But basically, what we allow is to any person in the world that has sports talent to become a professional athlete or achieve to play in a top athlete. As you said, in the NCAA, there is a big talk right now about if the students can get sponsorships or not, or if they can get a manager or not. I think it's not fair that in the, you know, universities are making big amount of money, TV companies are getting big amount of money just from the TV rights from the NCAA, while students, they are only getting a simple scholarship of, you know, 250k, 300k, which it doesn't make any sense, because, you know, the big cake belongs to the universities and brands, while it should belong to the students. So I think we have a big potential all over the world. So anybody who wants to be involved in the sports and blockchain. Just you want to know anything about us, about me, you know, we are open to any or to open any kind of discussions.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds great. Thank you for that final thought. And before you go, what are some different ways that people can connect with you and learn more about Global Talent?
Well, they can connect with me with my Twitter account. It's Sunil Bhardwaj, or with my Instagram, or also especially on my Telegram, which is at Sunil Bhardwaj. So I'm and also globaltalent.com. So any person who gets in contact with me or asks for me, and I'm open. I'm a guy that always, as you know, open to discussion and open to, you know, to different ways of thought, and understand the globally of blockchain and the globally of tech. Is it allows us, you know, to learn from each other. So this is one of the most important things.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing all that information. We'll be sure to get that information in the show notes as well. But again, thank you for coming on, sharing all the information about Global Talent, all the amazing things you're doing to disrupt that industry. And for everyone listening today, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.